We'll call this meeting to order. We have the roll call. Who I see present here, and I'm just going down the names. President Hartley Nagel. Kenny Woods isn't here yet. Jenica Patrick. Penrose Hollins. Councilman Powers. Councilman Smalley. Councilman Cartier. Myself. Councilman Street. And Councilman Tackett. Approval of minutes is in order.
Councilwoman Dillon.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. And I didn't, I tried to get this done. You're right. Councilwoman, let the record know, Councilwoman Dillon is here. Motion's on the floor to approve the minutes from the January, what meeting was that, 23rd?
17th.
I was going to say, that's
10th?
17th meeting. Yeah, 17th. I'm sorry, I was reading off my notes here. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Okay, does anybody have any questions outside of talking about candidates or something, just a process or nothing? Okay.
Can I get a small stack of hundreds before you get started?
Depends if we rob a bank or something, and you're going to bet it right, you know. So you're going to lose it.
We can make
sure. I can bet lose.
The necessary copy paper won't be in for tomorrow for that.
That's the one.
Oh, okay.
But it is ordered.
Did you ever try to copy a dollar bill? You can't copy them.
Yeah.
On the new copy.
Because of the paper.
On the new copy, you cannot copy them.
Years ago, I used to go place an order from the Union Hall. And the guy said, well, we need to deposit in advance. Everybody said, well, no,
it has
cash. I said, okay. So I went and photocopied $10 bills and faxed them to him. The guy called me back. He said, first time ever. I'll go ahead and start your order.
We'll go into, I'll make a motion to go into executive session to discuss an individual's qualifications to hold a job, and it's the job interviews for the position of counsel to counsel, persuading to Article 29, Delaware Section C, 10004B1. Following the public motion and a vote to convene for the session. So, second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, well, I asked for the doors to be. I'd like to report we're out of executive session. No votes were taken. We have conversations about our hiring from council to council. Anybody speak on it? George needs one. We're talking about the salaries. What
this is the newest one for the auditor.
We're not looking at
that. We just passed the auditor. Anyway. Yeah. No, but I'm just saying, just in case someone.
Right, there's four for your side of the table, and then Penrose will get one of their side.
So it's
149.
Good. Thank you. Everybody, one,
two. Everybody here, you can have mine.
What? Council to council.
Pay plan is public.
Public tax dollars and public records.
Right.
So as you can see, right now Carol was at a 39. So our job would have to step what step it would be.
She was at step 10. Yeah.
Yeah, she was. She was at 42.
I'm gonna tell you. The problem is, then there's no place for them to go.
I'm 142.
I'm comfortable.
Now she was step 11.
Yeah.
49.
We were
149.
Yeah. Well, okay. She was getting ready to go there before she left. But I'm just going to say, for me, I'm comfortable with a step 5, which gives them room to grow, understanding, and I hope no one would make a promise, that if there's, for some reason, impressed enough or whatever, we can always go back then. And we have the authority as council to move an extra pay grade because it was more given before. That's just me.
The only problem I see in that, Georgia,
I think we need all 7 when we go to agree. If they're all here.
The only reason why I was thinking a little more is because if we offer this and say they're already, and the person's already making that much, and I don't know what they're making, what happens if they decline and then we go to Maybe number three, you know.
I'm open, but something has to be thrown out.
I'm just throwing that out. I mean, and look,
I know we can't ask this question because it can somewhat be discriminatory, but I don't know how many years certain people have over there.
I mean,
Carol was grabbing $149 here and over $100,000 pension over there. She was making almost over $250,000 a year. Not good enough. She made a little bit over $100,000. So, I mean, somebody, if they had the years, they can take her.
This also goes up April 1. Yeah.
But that's not part of it.
Mm-hmm. It goes up April 1 then for that. So.
But we're going to get them.
It goes up April 1. What, 1-2%
or something? Yeah, it gets step 5 is 111.
Well, yeah,
that's the
way. I'm just saying that'll go up to 113.542%. There is an increase.
Were you looking at me for a reason?
No, because I lost my glasses. I just couldn't see how cute you were without them.
She thinks you're mine too.
She thinks you would wear a funny hat.
See, I told you you have a problem concentrating.
Can I just... If I'm remembering the article and some of the pay plan things that we passed, general managers, weren't they in the 130 range in this last administration? Wasn't Tony Prado making $106,000?
Yes.
But so, he had a camera.
Huh?
But he had a
camera. And the mic is the best part.
What do you think, Jay?
What I think?
Yeah, real honestly. Well, I know.
You should select a candidate. I think you should have a private discussion and talk about salary requirements and personnel committee make a recommendation to council. I think you should have that discussion and go into some kind of negotiation because you don't know what folks are making now. You don't know what they're making either in government or in the private sector.
Yeah.
And so I think it should be another conversation
for another day, okay?
And it should be negotiated primarily with the personnel.
We already know.
Well, finance, I don't care. The four of y'all. I just think that. I just don't think you should make that decision today without knowing who the candidate is, what the experience is, and what their current salary is.
Councilman Powers, then Councilman Woods. You know, we are on tape.
Just, you know, sitting here looking and what's being said, I agree with Jay. I mean, if we pick the person that we all have 7 votes, why would we want to lose them off the wages? I mean, I would rather see what it's going to take to keep that person. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Councilman Woods?
I also agree with Jay that, you know, that should be a discussion with the person, but also, I mean, some of these candidates are already county employees, so we already know where they're at.
Right.
So I think we should kind of...
If Tony Prado was making 106, I can to offer an attorney 111 seems almost like a slap in the face.
Well, I think it depends on where that attorney is, or where that person is. If they're in county government right now and they're making...
Whatever. I don't know what they're making.
I think we need to know that.
Yes.
Before going in, too. I mean...
Okay, Councilman.
Yeah, I would, from my opinion, I believe that we need continuity and loyalty, and we need to pay someone to have that. I know that, you know, Carol was getting offers, you know, on a regular basis. Do we really want to bring someone in, go through the process, and then they leave because they get a better offer?
Councilman Swan.
Well, I'm going to argue about it, but I'd be interested to know what offers she had because she left over here to go to the exec branch for more money. Then he froze the pay. She left there, went in private practice, and she couldn't wait to leave private practice to come back here.
Councilman Wood.
I agree. This position's a lot easier than private practice for other county government.
A lot more flexible.
Yeah, a lot more flexible hours. Not flexible hours, but flexible position. So.
Well, we've talked about that before. And Councilman Taggart.
Yeah, and look, you know, we can get into that and decide, and I'm going to go with what, you know, everybody wants. That's where I'll cast my vote. My thinking is, and Penrose and I had this conversation before we hired Carol, you know, what level of expertise do we really need to run council at here? You know, we don't need the county attorney or that level, you know. I mean, this is council. We have an opportunity to have a savings here, and I'm going to be looking for that. I like a 5, you know, maybe a 4, but and we've had a lot of good applicants. So, I mean, if we only like one and we got to go after them, we got to sit them down, you know, maybe it was what Jay's saying, and then start negotiating salary. That could be an option, but if you got, you know, several applicants and you set the salary you take the top one and see if they're willing to do it. If not, you go to the next and the next. Somebody will take it.
And I think this is a lesson learned for council, because I know a lot of times when you apply for a position somewhere, they actually ask,
what's your salary?
What salary do you
expect? What I
expect?
Or they advertise the salary beforehand so people know if they want to apply.
We're on tape, everybody. This is, so I've got to go through an orderly process. Betsy, did you
have? I was just going to say, I think when we advertised previously, we set it. Right. Well, although we set a range. We did put a range. So
our range is technically public record, but it's very broad.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Councilman Cordier.
You know, we've had just an informal, more or less informal ad hoc process. We had had no trouble attracting some really amazing candidates to this job. And my understanding is, as I've gone through this and really fully comprehended the range of functions of attorneys that are out there, you know, they're not conducting litigation here. They're providing legal advice to county council. And there's a parliamentary role and preparing legislation. So I think we need to understand that, you know, it's not a high pressure, high stress. You know, you're not preparing to go to court, although everything we do has legal implications and could end up in court. And we need to know that. So I tend to agree with Dave and George. I think we can get really great legal talent to help us and provide room for salary growth over time with the, you know, service and the performance. So I would tend to kind of want to be in the middle of the pay grade than lower or higher. And I don't think people are going to reject that. You know,
well,
given all the mm-hmm. all the ways, the pressures that are in the legal profession, in the private sector versus what we do. So,
well, how about for today's discussion? I'm getting the hints of two different ways of doing this. How about if we go in executive session tomorrow? I know there's two ways of doing this. Okay, individual with the candidate and setting the pay grade. How about with the 13, we vote on it tomorrow? Because we only have 11 here. George?
No, I agree with you. I just had a thought, which is very scary. Thinking back, the last time involved in this, you and I were authorized by council to negotiate through three steps when we met with the individual. We were given three steps. Here's the one to start with, and here's the highest. Don't go over that. So just a thought for when we get in a discussion tomorrow. Because I'm making an assumption that we're going to have the co-chairs of personnel make the offer to the person. I don't know.
Oh, yes. But we would need the guidance on what the pay rate is. And I would not do that on our own.
No. That's what I'm saying. The council gave us direction. Mm-hmm. Before, and we actually went and met with them in your office.
Right.
The handbook of the rules say that there is supposed to be a letter from the clerk, which, you direct, you know, what you want to offer for, but that's the official. It's supposed to come from the clerk.
Okay. Yeah.
Just saying they've been hired or putting the salary in there also?
It's a letter of offer.
It's a letter of offer.
Yeah. I remember we did a discussion for council's direction, and then had the offer letter.
Yeah, salary. And
all I'm saying is we're voting it tomorrow, so for purposes we need to expedite it.
Right.
I think.
Right, that's what I'm getting to. And Councilman Street.
Y'all realize you really are saying two different things here.
Right.
Okay. And I don't know what the prevailing view is, all right? But from what I'm feeling is one view that you have to have outstanding counsel, and you have to hope for the best, prepare for the worst if that relationships become contentious between us and the administration. You've got another voice I'm hearing saying, well, it ain't all that. All they do is come to me. And if that's the case, then you eliminate the position and you say to the county attorney, send somebody to the meetings.
Right.
And then you send your this is the legislation I want you to say to whoever you designate who's going to be your liaison to council, and then we hold that money to do something else with. And the fact of the matter is, other governments, county attorney's office serves both sides of the office in whatever form or fashion they call.
Councilman Swan.
Yeah, Jay, and I agree with what you're saying. For me, I see it as more as a meeting issue. I've had enough problems on this side asking for legislation to be drafted, having it drafted, and when it got back to my desk, it didn't do what I wanted done. It did what the other individual wanted done. So I sure don't want to be put in a position I have to have, no matter how harmonious a relationship, I don't want to be in a position where I've got to rely on the legal department from the executive branch to draft the legislation for me, because that's going to meet their needs. It's not going to meet mine. So
I understand better than you think I do.
From what I read on the walls, you do a lot of things better than I thought you did.
That's why
we cleaned
up.
That's why we got a good model.
Well, then with suggestions that are being done here,
I guess tomorrow
we'll have a discussion, but we narrowed it down to two. Negotiating once the person is hired, or the other faction is what I'm hearing is we set a salary tomorrow. And I guess we vote on it in an executive session.
Could Betsy give us... may recognize by the chair.
Yeah, sure, but John, go ahead.
All right. Do you have some history with the salary of this position? I know Carol got top, but what about the other?
But she didn't come in at top.
No.
Well, right? Not originally. Yeah, when she came back the second time, she did.
Right, okay.
The second time she did.
What about the prior?
I don't remember.
Which has been like four.
That's a long time ago. I just don't remember.
Wendy Danner was what step?
Well, Wendy's got reduced.
But she went to the top and got reduced, but she rehired her.
Yeah, she was pretty close. If she wasn't at the top, she was pretty close.
In hiring? When you hired her?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I mean, I have to, you know, I don't have that right at my fingertips where she started.
But she was here 6 years.
But we just don't know where she started.
Yeah, and I don't think I
can. How can we find that out?
I can find that out tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah,
I just can't get it today.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Because it's not one of the things you can get right out of the system. So,
well,
so you
want to
know where Wendy
started?
Okay.
Do we know what the salary is of the staff attorneys with the legal department?
We'll have to get that to
all right, so you want the staff, you want the attorney, the pay plan? While we're breaking, I might be able to get that for you.
I think they're like 80,000. I have no idea.
So they're assistant county attorneys, right?
Assistant county attorneys, like 80,000.
Yeah. But also what the solicitor makes, I mean, you know, you have to go to the two tops, too.
Right. Yeah, sometimes they're on different pages. I just got it. So the solicitor, county attorney, and the assistant.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll find it in the break.
Anything else before we break for dinner?
Motion to recess.
Motion to
second.
Recess, reconvene at
6:30.
At 6:15. Six fifteen or so. We got an hour.
Do you need a second?
Second. All in his favor, signify aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We'll be back at the
Hold on. Okay.
Motion come out of recess.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, at this time we'll go right into executive session. So there's my paper. Okay. Motion's made, second executive session to discuss the individual qualifications, to hold a job, which is job interviews for a position of council to council. Pursuant to Article 29, Delaware C, Section 10004B1, following the public motion, which was taken, where everybody agree, and we'll vote to go into session now.
Aye.
Okay? Aye, disagree? No? Aye, the ayes have it.
Aye.
All right, we're coming out of executive session. We did not, we had interviews, we did not take any votes. So, if no further business, a motion for adjournment.
Second.
All in favor, signify saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, and it's 8:05. So.
or so.
We